Trend number four, putting social media advertising to the test. For many marketers, the Facebook advertising concepts seemed too good to be true. A network of 950 million users focused on communicating and viewing images. This is, after all, what advertising is all about, delivering a company's message and reinforcing a visual brand. In reality, however, years of exposure to Facebook and other social media have left executives asking a lot of questions and still testing the waters rather than fully diving in. The biggest question is that of ROI. Companies still aren't confident that they will see a return on their investments if they spend money on social media sites such as Facebook. The concern is whether their spending will actually lead to the sale of goods, and how the effectiveness of this spending can be measured so the media can be compared to other advertising options. Some firms are still working on a basic understanding of how advertising on social media works. For those used to traditional media, such as TV and print, and more recently internet search engines and banners, the social media model is quite different. A good starting point is to be clear on what social media advertising is not. It does not involve a traditional approach where you come up with an offer, get it in front of prospective customers, and drive them to your online or offline presence where they buy. Social media ads are rarely an offer to directly buy something. Nor are they like internet ads on conventional digital platforms, where the goal is to get people to click through to a digital site. The value in Facebook and other social media is their ability to let companies create a community of consumers. The idea is to engage with the members of that community in such a way that they learn to love the company and therefore recommend it to their friends. The goal is for the community to remember to buy the company's products or services when the need arises. This approach is actually as old as advertising itself, since it is a high-tech way for spreading a message by word of mouth. The successful business will engage an audience for a period of time and on a regular basis. This is very different from an internet ad, for example, that is, by design, expected to be a very brief encounter with the goal of redirecting the prospect to a particular site. On Facebook, the approach is to create a so-called brand page. Without one, nothing can be accomplished. Most companies fail in their attempts to create an effective brand page because they focus on themselves rather than their fans. These companies need to learn to seem selfless. The primary objective of the brand page is to add value to the community that frequents a company's Facebook gathering place. This community may or may not visit a conventional company website to make purchases. But that's not the chief purpose. The objective is to foster a feeling of familiarity and fondness for a brand that at some point will pay off in a purchase. One of the goals of a brand page is to get people to like it. This is a way of voting for and recommending a page. When a person does this for a page, a Facebook feature called People Are Talking About This reports this activity. There are many other actions people can do that also trigger reports to this feature, including answering a question that has been asked, responding to an event, mentioning a page, tagging a photo in a page, and checking into or recommending a page. The benefit, of course, is that this attention enlarges the circle of influence a brand page can have. Not everyone who reads the content on a brand page will actively engage with it. Many will merely read it and not engage with the company through Facebook. However, this does not mean the presence there was wasted. An impression may have been made, which at some point may translate into a sale. More traditional types of ads, much like those that would be placed in any other ad platforms, can also be displayed on Facebook. The purpose is to drive viewers to mobile or desktop websites. This approach has two drawbacks. First, users of Facebook are increasingly accessing the site on mobile devices, where their small screens offer little space for advertisements. And second, even when Facebooking on a large screen, users have become immune to ads, a condition some call banner blindness. As a result, these ads are either unseen or unnoticed. The inclusion of Facebook in marketing strategies has produced mixed results as companies continue to investigate this new medium. Recently, both Ford and Coca-Cola endorsed Facebook's ads, reporting they had been having a positive impact on their sales. And Walmart announced it would be increasing its Facebook ad budget. Conversely, in May 2012, General Motors pulled $10 million of Facebook ads, claiming it could not substantiate that the ads were leading to sales. This reveals one of the crucial problems of social media in terms of serving advertisers: measurability. The thing advertisers really want to know is if social media marketing can actually sell anything and whether that can be measured in a way that can be compared to other types of advertising. The answer is that, unlike Google and Yahoo ads that can be measured directly by clicks, sites such as Facebook are much harder to measure, simply because it is a more subtle model. However, there are three metrics on Facebook that can be measured, although they aren't an explicit indicator of purchases. One is the conversion rate, which is the number of comments to a post. The second is the amplification rate, which indicates how many times people shared a post. And third, the applause rate measures the number of likes a posting receives. These three measurements tell us if people are engaging with a company's media presence, if people are spreading the word about it to potential new followers, how much they like it, and which messages in particular they like. To determine a conversion rate, that is, to what degree engagement on the social media level leads to purchasing of products or services, indirect methods of measurement are required. This is because social media activity is not a call to action, but rather an influential conversation. At least that's the goal. It is possible to restrict advertising to just social media for a set period and then track purchasing activity through normal channels. However, this approach requires significant time and a large sample to obtain demonstrable results. Conversion rates should not be expected to be all that large. But then the objective of social media marketing is not to directly drive revenue, but to engage an audience and increase brand and product awareness. The question for each company is whether or not they will provide sufficient rationale for C-level decision makers. An intangible that will often sway that decision is a reminder that the competition is participating in the social media conversation. Given this trend, consider the following forecasts. First, social media marketing will only prove effective for those companies that engage in it with the right methods and metrics. If companies that are used to using email, banner ads, and TV advertising try to apply the same principles that work for those media to social media, they will get disappointing results. Until they start doing the right things to make optimal use of these unconventional advertising vehicles, they will continue to see poor or no results, and will claim that social media marketing does not live up to its hype. Conversely, when the right methods and metrics are applied, social media marketing can prove to be a cost-effective way to interface with customers. Not all categories will find this avenue effective, and therefore, the prudent companies will only invest a tiny fraction of their budget and effort here until they've developed a consistent winning formula. Second, social media will invariably be a peripheral component in business-to-business marketing. There is little to no chance that a high-level business executive at any major company will make a buying decision based on a social media experience. Currently, personal use of social media is rarely leading to a major purchase of a TV or a car based on social media advertising. Therefore, it's unrealistic to think an executive would be swayed by a social media ad to buy professional services or equipment. Executives are still making decisions based on relationships, referrals, and reputation, not something said on Facebook or Twitter. At this point, most aren't even active in these media. In time, however, this is likely to change as younger workers who are fully engaged in social media begin to move up in the executive ranks. And third, C-level executives will need to be convinced that social media marketing is both valuable and a value generator before they agree to extensive investment. These executives will need to understand that there is value in Facebook. For example, as a space where brand awareness and word of mouth can expand greatly. In some cases, cost savings can be shown if a Facebook presence is such an effective PR platform that fewer PR people are needed. There might also be savings if it reduces customer service costs or reduces the number of TV ad runs. Proving social media marketing is a value generator is a harder thing, but not impossible. This can be measured in revenue per Facebook referred visitor after tracking components such as qualified leads generated, downloads of mobile apps from Facebook visitors, or products sold through retail stores as a result of social media activity.